You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. I'm Paula Gwynn Grant, and on today's program, we are focusing on caregiving. It is National Caregivers Month, and so with us today, we have Hillary Thomas from AARP Georgia and Michelle Johnson Bolden, registered nurse and president of Home Helpers and Direct Link North Atlanta. We've been talking about how to start, how to make a plan, and the one takeaway we want to make sure that you are hearing, and we want your calls here as you want to discuss with us at 404-880-9255. One of the most important takeaways is to know as caregivers that you need a plan. You need a plan and you need to focus on it ahead of time, if at all possible, or right when you receive the diagnosis of cancer. It's important to make a plan. And that is one of the most important takeaways, because a lot of times we just feel thrown into situations. You know, families just feel like our last caller that, you know, well, we just scrambled and we just did what we had to do. And now they're drowning and you don't know how to reset yourself as a family. And so what are some good tips? Hillary, you talked about at AARP.org/caregiving. There's a guide where we can start to map a plan, even if we have already begun and kind of gotten ourselves turned around a little bit.
There is. We have a guide. It's called Prepare to Care. And Prepare to Care works two ways. Prepare to Care is preparing you to care for someone else. And it can also help you to be prepared to care for. So nice. You can write out what your wishes are, and not just what your wishes are as far as burial, but what do you want? Do you want to live in your home? Mm-hmm. Do you want to receive care somewhere else? Maybe you want to receive treatment in another state and you've talked to this doctor and you have this insurance set up, but you're able to write out what it is that you want as the care recipient. And if you're in the midst of caregiving, it's not too late. You can start your plan then. You mm-hmm. can start today and just sit down and have the conversation with the person that you're giving care to and help form a team to help you as the caregiver. So there's several steps that you can go through that are available on that website and in that caregiving guide that can really help you on your way to caregiving.
AARP.org/caregiving. It is National Caregivers Month. If you are a caregiver or you're receiving care or you're a survivor who would like to talk about their care, we want to hear from you at 404-880-9255. In Kennesaw, we say hello to Kamika. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello. How are you, lady?
Hi. Thank you. Go ahead with your question.
My question is that I'm on the website for the resources that you folks have spoke about, and Georgia is not listed as far as resources is concerned. I don't know if you know that or not, but they're not listed on the list for resources.
It should be. It's been a little while since I've been on it. The last time that I was on it, there was a pull-down menu over to the right-hand side, and you were able to pull down. It should be, but if it's not, I can send you a caregiver resource guide to you. And our 1-800 number is 866-295-7281, and I will personally send you one. But the resources should be over to the left, but I'm not on it right now.
Good deal. Okay. Good deal.
I'm seeing local resources and solution. When you pull that down, there's a list for California, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Connecticut.
Why don't we have you all connect together there. Everyone else, take a peek on the website. See what you see at aarp.org/caregiving, and we'll make sure you get that information. We mentioned veterans, caregiving for our veterans that receive cancer as a diagnosis. We know our veterans need special care. A lot of times we have heard in news stories that they're not getting the attention. Any special resources available for our veterans or those who have served in the military in any way?
One of the programs that are available to veterans, particularly for home care, and that's what we kind of focus on, is that keeping people in their home. And we're calling it aging in place as adults begin to get older, mm-hmm. older into their senior years. So to allow for them to age in place, there is a program called Veteran Aid and Attendance. And so there are certain criteria that you have to meet that are very general. And so we help to walk them through with the support of another organization in order to get them through the paperwork. And so they can after they meet the criteria, they can then qualify for so many dollars a month. Whether it's just the love on themselves and their spouse. If you're a spouse of a veteran and you need care, you can also get those benefits as well.
Wonderful.
And so there's a dollar amount per month that can be provided. And with that, with those funds, you can use it in order to have in-home care to assist with those activities of daily living, washing, bathing, dressing, mm-hmm. going to the store. When you can't do those things for yourself, that program allows for someone to come in the home to do those things. So that's an excellent program that is probably underused and not really known a lot about.
Thank you for that. Michelle Johnson-Bolden, registered nurse. We have Hillary Thomas from AARP Georgia. Let me ask you both, this is stressful on personal relationships. You know, a lot of times this really impacts a marriage. You know, the caregiving and the amount of time spent caring for that loved one, the spouse or the significant other can feel neglected. Any tips, resources available for families to stay connected and not drift apart in this very intense time?
I would say take advantage of, again, some of those people from your caregiving team. You know, it's kind of like if you're giving care to someone, it's no different than having a child and needing a date night. So what did you do when you needed a date night? You found a babysitter. You found someone to take care of your child. And the same thing happens when you're giving care to someone, especially in the evening hours or whatever else. Hopefully you can find somebody as a part of your caregiving team that can come to the home or go and take them to the doctor's office or whatever it is to take that stress off so you all can take that time by yourself.
Yes.
And the same thing with just the overall stress, you know, that does affect the relationship. So it's not just going out one night a week or whatever else. Maybe you need somebody else on your team, somebody else that has offered that help to you that you need to say, it's okay for me to take that help. And you can go ahead and take that assistance and they can do some of the things, some of the taking to the doctor's appointments, some of the getting groceries, those types of things to help free up time for you to spend with your significant other.
So important to prioritize caring for yourself as you care for someone else. It is what we must do in order to stay together on this journey as we beat cancer. We need to beat cancer. It is National Caregivers Month, and we have been focusing on caregiving on this program. I want to thank Michelle Johnson-Bolden, registered nurse, and also Hillary Thomas from AARP Georgia. And I want to thank you for listening to Your Health Connection.
Hello, I am Dr. Shafiq Khan, Director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. The Cancer Center is committed to reducing the burden of prostate cancer health disparities in the African American community through research, outreach, and education. On behalf of the Cancer Center, I would like to thank you for joining us today on Your Health Connection.
Your Health Connection is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to wclk.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Paula Gwen Grant and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.